Welcome to Book Bistro, where book enthusiasts come to chat about the books they love in a warm and supportive environment. Episode is airing on Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Good morning, everyone. It's Shannon back with you here for another Tuesday episode where we talk about all sorts of new books out this week. This is quite a good release week, and I am excited to share with you just a sampling of the things that are coming out. So we will, of course, start out with the usual housekeeping information. And then we will get into it.
You can find us on Facebook by searching for Book Bistro Podcast. There we have our usual Facebook page where we keep track of our Wednesday reads and also post information about the Friday episodes. We also have a Facebook listener group that you're welcome to join. And if you prefer a different type of listener group, you can contact us and ask about our WhatsApp group. Both groups are pretty small, not super high traffic, and we would love to have you. If you want to get in touch with us off of social media, you can do so by sending an email to thebookbistropodcast@gmail.com. If you're looking for our main hosting page, where you can find information on the podcatchers that make Book Bistro available to you, you can find that information in our show notes.
So I'm beginning, as I always do, with books you've heard us mention before on our most anticipated releases of April episode. And I'm starting with one that Brooke talked about, and that earned a rather exuberant exclamation from me when she was talking about it. And this is Off With Their Heads by Zoe Hannah Makuta. This is a dark fantasy. I am super excited for it. I am looking forward to the new Stacey Lee, which is called Kill Her Twice. This is the young adult thriller. Georgina is looking forward to some women's fiction. We have The Summer We Started Over by Nancy Thayer. And Stacy rounds off this little section with a contemporary romance, Funny Story by Emily Henry. So now I'm going to talk about some books that we haven't already discussed. And I'm sticking with the romance theme here. And I'm very excited to tell you about The Good Ones Are Taken by Taj McCoy. This is a companion novel to her debut, Savvy Sheldon Feels Good as Hell. The main character in this book is Savvy's best friend. So if you loved Savvy Sheldon as Stacy and Sarah did, then this is a book that you will definitely be wanting to read. And this is The Good Ones Are Taken by Taj McCoy. We also have My Season of Scandal. This is Palace of Rogues, Book 7 by Julianne Long. Historical romance. You heard Stacy talk about this not too long ago when we did a Found Family episode. And she didn't talk about this particular book because it wasn't out yet, but she did discuss this series. And this is one that I keep meaning to read. I have the first one sitting on my iPad, but all of the books in this series look delightful. So if you are caught up, then you're ready for My Season of Scandal, Palace of Rogues, Book 7 by Julianne Long. I've also got a new series by Harper St. George. This is The Stranger I Wed, and the series is called Doves of New York, and this is, of course, the first book. This is a new series set in New York, which I think is very cool. The whole like Gilded Age thing is a favorite of mine. So this is The Stranger I Wed, and it's Doves of New York, Book 1 by Harper St. George. Then we have a standalone, and this is Earl's Trip by Jenny Holiday. And this intrigues me because Jenny Holiday is known for writing contemporary romance, and this looks like a debut of hers in historical. So that is pretty cool. I love when authors take a step back from the genre that they've gotten big in and just kind of look at some other types of romance and see how that works for them. Sometimes you can find some real gems that way. So this is Earl's Trip by Jenny Holiday. I'm moving on now to some fantasy, and I'm starting out with one that you could classify as fantasy or like paranormal romance. And this is Archangel's Lineage, Guild Hunters, Book 16, by the always fabulous Nalini Singh. I was super surprised to see this one coming out because usually her Guild Hunter books come out in the fall. So it was kind of a nice surprise to see that we have one coming out in the spring this year. This series goes way back to Angel's Flight, which is the very first book, and definitely where I would recommend starting if you haven't already read them. But this one is Archangel's Lineage, Guild Hunters, Book 16 by Nalini Singh. The next book I'm going to talk about makes me so happy. The first book in this series was one of my favorite books of 2023. This is Blood Justice, Blood Debts, Book 2 by Terry J. Benton Walker. And I've talked about Blood Debts on a few different podcast episodes. This is a dark fantasy about twins, very complicated family relationships, some romance, some queer representation, two phenomenal leads of color. This is just a great book, no matter how you look at it. And I am so excited. I think actually this one just came in for me at my public library. I think I was first in line for it. So I will be reading it very, very soon. And it is Blood Justice, Blood Debts, Book 2 by Terry J. Benton Walker. Next up, I'm going to tell you about a Mer murder, MER hyphen murder, at the Cove. This is Witch's Cove Paranormal Cozy Mysteries, Book 1 by S. Usher Evans. And this is an independent author, and she has written a variety of things from science fiction to straight up fantasy. So now we have kind of a paranormal cozy. So I'm pretty excited to see what this is about. Her books generally start out as ebooks, and then some of them do appear in audio later on. So definitely keep an eye out for that. But this is a Murder at the Cove, Witch's Cove, Paranormal Cozy Mysteries by S. Usher Evans. We also have Song of the Six Realms. This is by Judy I. Lin. It looks like a standalone. And Lin wrote a really cool series about poison and assassins that I think just finished up last year. So this looks like something completely new, set in a different world. And right now it looks like a standalone, but I'm guessing that, depending on how things go, we could see more set here. That is, of course, strictly a guess just based on how fantasy novels and series tend to evolve. But this is Song of the Six Realms by Judy I. Lin. I also want to tell you about, I love this title, A Letter to the Luminous Deep. It's Sunken Archives, Book 1 by Sylvie Catherell. And it is about kind of buried treasure, buried in water. There's lots of romance here, very cool fantasy. Some authors have blurbed this that I am big fans of. And I always love when authors are recommending the work of new authors and kind of, giving it their stamp of approval. When I'm looking at new books, that is a lot of times what kind of prompts me to read something. If an author that I really like and whose reading tastes align with mine is recommending it, and that is the case with this one. So this is A Letter to the Luminous Deep, Sunken Archives, Book One by Sylvie Catherell. All right, now I am moving on here to the last section of this episode, and we are talking about a few mysteries, thrillers, psychological thrillers, all kinds of great, scary stuff like that. Safe and Sound by Laura McHugh is out this week. I love Laura McHugh. She wrote a book a couple of years ago called The Wolf Wants In, and it is just so dark, and I loved it. I loved it for kind of that like creepy, ominous vibe that you got from the very beginning of the novel, and it just didn't let up throughout the whole thing. She also wrote Arrowwood and The Weight of Blood. So I am definitely excited for this. It is Safe and Sound by Laura McHugh. We also have a new Lisa Jackson novel. This is Retribution. It's a standalone. It's set at an exclusive Austrian boarding school. And I am here for it because, I can never, ever, ever have enough boarding school books. Never, ever. So I will definitely be reading this just as soon as I can get my hands on it. Lisa Jackson so rarely disappoints. This is Retribution by Lisa Jackson. And we have Darling Girls. This is the latest by Sally Hepworth. And I remember Sally Hepworth when she wrote more kind of like women's fiction. The Things We Keep was the first book that I read by her, and it broke my heart. Now, though, she has transitioned to these very twisty thrillers. Some of them are set in Australia, some of them are set here in the States. But no matter where they're set, they are always amazing. At first, I was a little disappointed when she stopped writing kind of the deeper, like sadder, more heart-touching books. But I find that no matter what she writes, I end up being pulled in by it. So I'm guessing that this one will be no exception. It's Darling Girls by Sally Hepworth. And last up, I want to talk about a historical mystery. This is Murder in Rose Hill, Gaslight Mysteries, Book 27 by Victoria Thompson. And I know Victoria Thompson best for her Counterfeit Ladies series, but this series she started writing like long before that one. And these are Victorian mysteries. And they're kind of intriguing. I've not actually read this series, but the first book, Murder on Astor Place, is sitting on my iPad. I've heard a lot of great things just about the character growth throughout the series and the way the mysteries kind of are separate, but the arc with the characters holds through like the whole series. So I know some people have, different ideas about reading in order, but I think, like a lot of series, this one is probably best if you start at the beginning and then follow it through to the end. But if your commitment is only to like the solving of each individual case, then I would say, from what I understand, and I'm speaking as someone who has not read these books, but I do understand that you can read them out of order if you are only looking for the mystery aspect of it. So this is Murder in Rose Hill, and this is book 27 in the Gaslight Mysteries series by Victoria Thompson. So that is all I have for you this week. Next week promises to be a phenomenal release week, along with, of course, being Christine's birthday. So, it's just a good week all around. Until then, I hope all of you stay safe and well, and of course, well read.
If you would like to let us know your thoughts, you can do that by leaving us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you use to access the show. And not only does it allow us to see your feedback, but it also helps other book lovers to find us, which is a great thing. So I will be back next Tuesday morning with more bookish fabulousness. And some number of us will be back on Friday with more discussion of great books. Take care, everybody.